G'day, Gary.
Yeah, Luke, how are you, mate?
Good morning. Good morning to you. What's going on?
Oh, I've had a nightmare of a day. I helped my partner move today. She lives in, I won't say the suburb, but in Victoria.
Yeah.
We rang removers a week ago. They said they'd be there at 1.
Don't get removalists from New South Wales. Look what happened.
No, we got one. I'm in Victoria, so anyway. Yeah, but the story goes into New South Wales. So just quickly, so yeah, they said they'd be there between 1 and 2. I rang at 3 and said no one's here yet. They arrived at 3:45. So two guys got out and they had masks on. Well, a fair way away from them. We had masks on as well. Everything was packed and we're only moving 2 blocks away. And one of the guys spoke English, said, I'm just going to let you know, he's had a COVID test this morning. He was in Sydney last week. Hasn't even got a result yet.
Yeah.
So we just both said, well, he can't come in. So he stayed in the truck. We didn't go near the other guy because we were around the other place, which is 2 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
They finished about 8:30 because one guy was doing it all, which is, washing machines, the typical heavy things. All boxes were packed already. Everything was ready to go. A lot of stuff. Plants are out under the garage from the take. Anyway, we get around to my partner's place.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, you got to pay us. So my partner said, well, you've been 4 hours. You're 2.5 hours late. I'm ringing your boss. So I rang the boss and explained, because he said the week before, everyone's tested and all this sort of stuff. So yeah, this guy had been in Sydney and came back and was tested only this morning.
Yeah.
And the boss didn't really care about it, so he said, we want a discount. They wouldn't unload the truck. So we agreed with the price, $90 for 3 hours instead of 4.5, 5, whatever they took. And we went out and told the two guys at the front who spoke to your boss. They went off their head. The back doors are open of the five-time removalist van.
Yeah.
And one got fairly aggressive. And my partner, all the stuff was there. We had nothing else in the house except the stuff we took, microwaves and bloody clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I said, and Leanne, my partner, jumped up in the back of the van. She goes, you're not taking my stuff anywhere.
Hang on. They refused to empty the van because you couldn't agree on a price. What were they going to do with all your goods? What were they going to do with them?
They were going to drive off. But
and take them where?
I don't know. They were pissed off because they didn't get their full price, the two workers. Well, he said one didn't even work, so he wouldn't let him. And you should have sent someone else out, because he'd been in Sydney last week and he's had a COVID test this morning and we sent him out to our place. Mm. And anyway, they started getting aggressive. I got the rego number and I was ringing the police straight away. And I said, this is what's going on. They said, well, we can't do much. We mentioned the COVID thing. Well, they were there in 10 minutes.
Yes, go on.
Between time, the van took off. I'm going to close the door on my partner. I said, just jump out. I said, get out now. So she got out. Bam, we had the rego. So the cops probably missed him by 3 minutes from our place. And he apparently dropped the guy off the main street. I won't mention the street or suburb. It might start scaring a few people. Anyway,
So the guy from Sydney that had the COVID test but no result, they dropped him off somewhere.
Yeah, the other driver dropped him off just up the street. And then he rang us back. He says, I'm on my way back. I've just dropped my friend off to unload. I need your partner to give me a hand. They rang my partner. They had her number.
So how many people in this group? 3 or 2?
Two. Two guys.
Only two. So one person was left to carry all that heavy stuff.
Wheel in. They had one of those electric trolleys at the back, but that's why it took them 4.5 hours. We're quoted 2 hours. So all we wanted to do was negotiate the price. As soon as we told the guys, yes, we paid your boss, the boss must have rang and said, I've agreed on the price, and they've cracked the shits at us and said, we're driving off in the van.
But you told them that you'd spoken to their boss. Did their boss bother to ring them and say, get on with the job?
Well, he did. That they weren't bothered. Anyway, the police came. We had the rego number.
Yeah.
In between time, them coming, the driver had rang us and said, I've dropped the other guy off. I'm coming back. I need a hand. Anyway, police arrived and said to him, where's your friend who's got the COVID test?
Where's your mate from Sydney? Yeah.
He goes, oh, no, I just dropped him off up the street. He goes, we're about, I was just at a shops and The coppers weren't happy. They were going. They were pretty good actually. So they chatted for 5 minutes. Couldn't get a phone number out of him. Said, "No, I haven't got his phone number." And we said, "Your boss must have it." "Oh no, I can't get a hold of my boss." This went on for about 10 minutes. The police said, "Listen, jump in your truck. We're going to follow you to where you dropped him off." So they went up there. Apparently, there's 4 cop cars up there. So I rang a friend to come over.
Right, wow.
He'd come back, and he went down this road looking for this other guy.
Yeah.
He's wandering around and might have COVID. Who knows? Anyway, they came back to the police about an hour later with the guy and the driver in the truck and came to us and said, "Listen, we'll let him stay in the truck." By this time, I had my cousin over, lived around the corner. Quite a big guy. He goes, "You guys can unload it if you want." So they put the big jack thing down. And I said, "This is a 5-ton truck. It's 10:30 at night now. My partner's got a 10-year-old son. Leave it here. We'll do with bedding and stuff." And I said, "In the morning, I want 2 different people here." And the police agreed. They said, "No, don't unload it this time of night. That much heavy stuff, it's not even your responsibility. You paid for it." So I delivered my partner about an hour ago. And their truck's still parked there at the front. And the guy...
It's there now?
The seat.
Is the truck there now?
Truck's out the front of her place. I've had the lead to come home.
It's still there now?
Truck's out the front. And one of the guys is still in there, so he must be sleeping in there.
So the guy... So the driver that dropped his mate off, he's sleeping in the truck now?
He's out the front of her place. Yeah, I was there for about an hour and a half. Jeez. He's still there. But she was knackered. She goes, "I'm going to bed." I said, "Bring me, I'm around the corner if you need me."
And what about old mate that he dropped off? Did the police catch up with him?
They were trying to look for him, couldn't find him, they told us, but they somehow said, "We've got his address, we'll be after him."
And his address is a Sydney address?
He hasn't even got a visa. He shouldn't be here. The guy driving the truck, who's now probably having a nap in the truck, hasn't got a Victoria, hasn't even got a licence.
No.
Hasn't got a licence.
Holy, what a story.
Oh, mate, it was an unbelievable day.
So the guy driving the truck doesn't have a driver's license?
No.
His mate that is from Sydney that's had a COVID test but no result, who's on the loose now, wandering around somewhere in Melbourne, he doesn't have a visa. He's not allowed to be in the country.
He shouldn't even be here. No.
He doesn't have a phone number that the police can contact him on.
Yep.
And tell me, did the police finally catch up with the boss, the owner of the company?
Well, apparently they've rang the boss,
yeah,
and said he didn't know anything about the other guy. So we don't know if the first guy's just picked up a mate of his and said, "Come along, give me a hand."
Well, hang on. Did the boss expect just one bloke to carry all that heavy stuff?
No, we'll talk.
It was always going to be a 2-man job at least, wasn't it?
Had to be. Yep.
Go on.
If I was with one mate, I could have done it in 2.5 hours. They took 4.5 hours.
Wow.
So that's where we're at tonight. And I've got a guy sleeping out the front of my partner's place in the van. And we got a hold of the main boss eventually, not the guy in between who we rang. And we asked, we said, "We'll be wanting a refund. We're paid for this." And there's no fridge in the house, no nothing. Luckily, my partner, his 10-year-old son, had bunks. So we've taken a mattress off the top. They're sleeping on the floor in the new place with nothing else.
What a story.
Oh, unbelievable. It's just been one of those days.
Unbelievable. Did
this guy hasn't got a license.
He doesn't have a driver's license. He's driving the truck. Hang on. Do the police know that?
And they told us, yes.
Well, what have the police done about him driving whilst unlicensed?
Yeah, well, they might have booked him up the road, I don't know, because about an hour up there, up on this road, and then they came back.
Hang on, I've just got to get this straight in my head. Old mate who's gone, who's on the loose, doesn't have a visa, shouldn't be living in the country, and he is from Sydney, from a red spot. He's in Victoria, in Melbourne, and old mate who owns the company doesn't know who he is. The other old mate who's driving the truck that doesn't have a driver's license, we don't know where he's picked up this other bloke. He's asleep in the truck. The police are aware of all of this. How does the bloke asleep in the truck without the license, how does he plan to get the truck back to Sydney?
Well, no, the truck isn't from Sydney. They're a Melbourne company. The guy, his mate, was from Sydney. He's been in Sydney all last week, came back to Melbourne and got a COVID test this morning.
Right. So how does old mate asleep in the truck with no driver's license plan to get the truck home?
Well, they're meant to be sending their crew out tomorrow morning between 6 and 7. That's what they're telling us. And we've told them we don't want the other guy in the house or near the house.
No.
And he's already asleep out the front end, by the way. And by the way, he rang my partner just before I left, about 30 minutes before, because he had her number, Connect number, to get a hold of him when he was arriving.
Yes.
He goes, oh, I'm just going to, I'm driving a truck, but I won't be long. So I'm just going up to get some food because I haven't eaten all day. And she said to him, and I won't say the words on the phone, no effing way, you move that truck. You've got our stuff in it. You're unlicensed. We already know that the police have told us. And he wanted to go for a drive. She goes, as soon as you leave, we're ringing the cops.
That's because if he's unlicensed, the whole shebang is uninsured.
Oh, of course.
You understand that, don't you? All your goods, refrigerators, washing machines, everything of value of yours inside that truck is uninsured if he's driving that truck unlicensed.
The scary part, she's got a 10-year-old son. She's out on her own. You know, this guy on the loose might, as we said, you know, with the COVID thing, if you don't do it right, we'll dob you in. And he's running loose around. You know, who knows if he wants to come back for a bit of revenge to my partner tonight. You know, I was just, you know, it's a bit of a just, yeah, you know, she's got my.
You couldn't stay with your partner tonight? It's only two blocks away, you said.
Oh, I've got a son here as well I look after, so at my place, so I had to come home and
you couldn't all stay under the one roof tonight?
Oh, probably not. No, not with my son. He's got to be up first thing for VC in the VC online in the morning. It was all a bit too hard, so no.
Oh, what?
She was quite happy to stay there. She's got my number, and yeah, but yeah, you know, this other dickhead's running around on the loose, and they don't know where he is.
He's from Sydney. He's made his way to Melbourne.
Yep.
And he's on the loose. Old unlicensed mate dropped him off somewhere.
And unlicensed old mate is sitting at the front of her place, having a bit of a snooze or whatever he's doing in the front seat.
And said he was going to take the truck to go and get food, but he's unlicensed.
Yep. And she said he didn't take it because I stayed for an extra hour. We just sat on the veranda.
Did you feel tempted to go and get him something to eat? Listen, mate, you can't drive. What do you want? I'll go and get you a hamburger.
We didn't really want to go near him after the abuse. Which
one got violent?
Well, the guy that actually took off, they're trying to look, he was the more violent one, but the other one harked up a little bit too. But I'm a bit bigger than those two boys, and I gave him a bit back. Nothing physical. It was just a bit mouthy because I was having a bit of a go at my partner. And, so that's how it ended. And they said, oh, we're taking off in the truck. And we said, we're going to ring the police, you know. So that's how it ended up. But anyway, one of the police was going to ring the owner again in the morning at 6:30, and just make sure that they got people coming out to our place. They felt that sorry.
You've got to do me a favour, Gary. You've got to ring me tomorrow with a follow-up, okay?
Yeah, we'll find out more tomorrow off the police, and I'll let you know if they get there at 6 or 7 in the morning, if they might get there at 10. But I want that. And, you know, is that guy still going to be asleep in the van, you know, waiting for him? It's just weird.
It's a circus, except for the fact that they got violent or they arced up. Thanks for your call, Gary. Please, please ring me tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll give you a buzz.
Okay.
All right, thanks, mate.
If that's not a story, there's something wrong with all of us.